Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lies in my face get
me. Oh, Aerosmith, bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Judy Thomas is our guest, President and CEO of Value Selling Associates. ValueSelling.com, is that right, Julie?
It is, ValueSelling.com. Check us out.
Tell us what you do for your clients.
We work with B2B sales teams all over the world and help them optimize sales productivity in how they best engage, qualify, advance, and close opportunities.
And
so what does that mean?
Yeah, no.
We train salespeople on how to get better.
Mm-hmm. How to close more business in the 21st century in what I call the age of the customer. It's different now, isn't it? Things are different.
It is. It is. It's different in a number of ways. First of all, the buyer is more educated and more demanding than ever. There's more alternatives facing the buyer. Someday for grins and giggles, go look at your competitor's website and see if you didn't see the logos, if you could tell the difference between what you do and what they do. It's very difficult for the buyer to figure it out. And then number three, the buyer has more information at their fingertips than they ever did. And whether it is, you know, online or offline and how they make decisions. And they can get very far down that buying process without a salesperson or in spite of a salesperson.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. They don't need you. And as I say, that's the age of the customer. So, Julie, let's talk about how to help salespeople get better with these things. A pure cold call is, in my opinion, it's not only wasting time, I think it's burning a bridge. If they actually recognize you, if you call in and they know who you are and what company you're with, I think it burns a bridge. I think it's ham-fisted, and if you can find a way, you still have to approach them the first time. There still has to be a first engagement, a first impression somewhere, whether it be on a phone or an email or a card that you sent them, or you stalked them at a chamber event and went up to them and introduced yourself or whatever. It's still got to be that first time. And when that happens, it has to be relevant to them. You call it gold. What do you call it? Gold calling?
Goal calling.
Because the goal is in their head, right? It's not in your head.
Well, exactly. The goal for the salesperson used to be, hey, I'm using the phone or I am cold calling to get an appointment. Now it is likely more likely to get some information. So the goal is to be a value-added interruption to engage. And engage today looks a lot different than it might have looked even 10, 15 years ago. And so we teach reps how to do a couple of things, how to leverage what we call their sphere of influence. What resources do you have at your fingertips, mm-hmm, at your disposal that can add value to a targeted buyer or the person that you're trying to engage with?
Like a referral, right?
Well, a referral is still the number one way to gain access. If I know Jim and I know that Jim is a colleague of somebody that I think would be a good person for me to meet with or that I could add value to them, if Jim can introduce me to that individual, certainly the likelihood of that individual taking that meeting goes higher. So referrals are still the number one way to gain access. But for most sales reps, they can very quickly burn through their network if they don't do it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And And so that builds into, once we teach them what we call the sphere of influence, we teach them the concept of a sphere of engagement. And there's a number of different ways to engage, you know, potential new buyers. And some of them are one-on-many, traditional networking, going to the trade show, going to the local commerce meeting,
right,
at a charity event, a philanthropic event. You never know where you're going to meet these people.
I've only got about a minute here. I want to ask you a question. Is it harder to train the millennial generation salesperson that is someone who is older, that's new to selling? What is it? Or easy? Is it easier? Is there a difference in how you train them?
There's definitely a difference in how you train them. Millennials expect bite-sized chunks of information at their fingertips. They grew up learning everything they need to know on YouTube.
Yeah.
So how you provide that content to them? Now the content might be the same, but how you serve that up to them and how they consume it is very different than how you and I traditionally learned when back in the Jurassic ages when we were starting our careers.
Exactly. So that's something to think about, and I know that's what you. I know you help your clients with that, and so folks. ValueSelling.com. That's how you find out how she might be able to help you. Julie Thomas, author of Value Selling, by the way, her book. Hey, Julie, come back soon. Good job today.
You got it. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.